Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe in my heart that every song is a story. Tonight, we have a special guest for you. I'm going to try to say his name right. I think it's Eivindur Karlsson, or Eivi for short. He's an Icelandic veteran singer-songwriter with a mission to connect to like-minded music lovers and songwriters. He writes mostly for theater, but he's a veteran of 20 years in the Icelandic music business and has won awards for his work on musicals and is now teaching his songwriting secrets through his website, strongwriting.net.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Eivi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. So did I say your name kind of right, or did I butcher it?
It was close enough. Listen, it's not easy. There are more people in the world that speak Klingon than Icelandic, so you're forgiven.
So I got to tell you, first off, my sister went to Iceland. She loved it. She keeps raving about it. She wants to go again, and it's on my bucket list. And
yeah.
I saw some movie that had a lot of scenery from Iceland. I was like, wow, it's just beautiful. But you guys got a great little slice of heaven there, my friend.
It's pretty nice, but it's wet and cold as well.
Yeah.
So you know, it's give and take. But yes, it's okay. Yeah. I meet a lot of tourists. What's the best time?
What's the best time to visit?
Well, winter or summer. I'd say stay away from fall because that's just basically only rain.
Okay.
But it depends on what you want out of your visit, because if you come in the winter, then you have a lot of darkness and a chance to see the northern lights, and you know, you can have adventures on glaciers and stuff. But in the summer, you have the midnight sun, and there are a lot more places that are accessible to go look at. So, you know, it depends on kind of what you want. Just don't come searching for warmth. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I get it. So tell us a little bit about your musical journey. When did you start down this path?
Well, I started as I think I wrote my first little piece of music when I was maybe 10 years old. And I still remember it. It was just this line. And I was remembering it the other day, and I'm thinking I should do something with that because it's the first thing I ever wrote. But I got into electronic music as a teenager, and then it sort of went from there. My parents are theater people and artists, and so I was kind of always headed down that path, I think. I wanted to be an actor, and now I do that a lot as well, but I didn't go to drama school like I planned to. But it was in my, I was around 20 when I started to do singer-songwriter stuff and really learn how to write proper songs. I had written some songs. I'd been in bands since I was about 13 years old. And you know, playing guitar, but I never had the nerve to sing, and I didn't really know how songwriting worked really. So, you know, when I was around 20, I started to try and figure that out. And you know, I just turned 40. So, I've been going pretty strong since then. And pretty shortly I was performing professionally and, original music, you know, for money. So I've considered myself a professional songwriter ever since.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your musical journey in terms of when did you first start releasing to the public, or, you know, you were involved in theater. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah. Yeah. So both of those, again, began pretty shortly. Releasing music was a slow and arduous process. It I had some recordings and things that I was putting online, but it took me a long, long time to record my first solo album. That way, I recorded an album with a duet that I was involved with, and that had a very limited online only release in about 2008 or 9. And then it took me about 10 years to get my solo album done, even though I had, I don't know, dozens, hundreds of songs to choose from to do it. It was kind of a confidence thing to just get that done and get it out there. So that's been out for, it was 2018. So almost 4 years since I released that. And since then, I've been releasing more stuff online and physical as well. So that took quite a long time. But I got involved with theater as a musician pretty early on, because I was already involved with theater as an actor. I was doing, school productions and things like that. And when I was at the university, where I studied literature, actually, because I didn't get into the drama school, we were doing this. And that's what you do. If you don't get in, you go, well, I'm not going to go work.
You pivot, so, right? Yeah, I'm not going to go work.
I like to read books. Why not? And so I was doing that, and I was doing a school production of a Russian play, and the opportunity came up to be involved with the music, first of all, but then they made me music supervisor. And so I guess I was 21 or 22 at the time.
Okay.
And so that was the first one. I didn't write the music for that, but I was the music supervisor. So, we were picking other music to play, but we were playing it live, and I was sort of in charge of that, if you will. So that was my first experience. And then, I did a lot of just playing. Back then, there was still opportunity in Iceland to make a little bit of money from playing in these small bars that catered to weird people who wanted to hear something different. Nowadays, that doesn't really happen. No bar will pay you for playing original music, but it used to happen back then in the early 2000s. And so I was very lucky to have that opportunity to be able to do whatever I want to play, originals and weird covers and things, and actually make money from it. That's sort of how I got started in that whole thing.
Tell us about your process. How do you start? Do you start with a certain instrument? Do you start with a melody? Tell us how you get started composing something.
Sure. It depends a little bit, and I try to mix it up. I find that's one of the best ways to keep myself fresh, is not to always use this exact same process. And, I talk a lot about sort of ways to get out of, if you feel like you're in a rut, then that's one of the tricks that I use to stay fresh. Normally I write on guitar. It usually begins with me just playing around, seeing what chords or sounds or whatever I come up with from the guitar. And then whatever I'm writing, when I'm writing for theater, a lot of the time I'll have pre-existing lyrics. So that's a little bit different than if I'm just starting from scratch. If I am starting from scratch, I'll usually come up with a lot of different ideas for words and imagery and things related to whatever it is that I want to write about. And then when I find something interesting to play on the guitar, I'll just start singing it, whatever it is, and just singing random words that are related to whatever topic or theme I'm writing about.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I call it mining. I think it's like going into a mine and chipping at the walls until I find something. And so playing around with ideas and music, a lot of the time that's how I stumble upon something.
Sure.
One of my things, and what I consider my superpower as a songwriter, is that I work very well under pressure, because I've been for years I've been writing for theater, where sometimes it's I'll have a day to come up with two songs or something, and so sitting around and just waiting for something to happen isn't really an option. So I have a lot of little tricks and systems that I use to kind of get away from relying on inspiration, if that makes sense.
I hear you. Yeah, absolutely. So how do you figure out, do you have confidence? How do you figure out if something you've created is worth taking to the next level, which is releasing into the world or putting it in a theater production?
Yeah. In terms of those are very, I have to have very different criteria for those, again, because of the time factor. I can't usually afford to think about it too much when it comes to the theater. So I think over the years, I've kind of gotten better at just knowing. One of the things is just letting time pass. And, I'll write something. I used to have a rule where I wouldn't record anything. If when I had an idea, I would just play it for maybe a half an hour or something, and then I'd put it down. And I figured if I'll remember this, then it's a good song, and if I forget it, then it's not. But again, when time started to become a factor, I started recording everything, because you never knew when I'd need it. Even if it wasn't an idea for a song, maybe it was just a guitar riff, or it was just a fraction of a lyric, or just a line or something. I'd record it, so now I have a database of things. So if I need an idea quickly, then I'll jump on and find it from there.
Sure.
But I do have confidants. A couple who I have people listen to the stuff that I'm doing. More in terms of like sound and arrangements and things rather than the songwriting itself. But I think, again, my main criteria is if the song is stuck in my head for a few days, then it's probably good, and I've sort of learned to trust my judgment on that. If it's, is it something that people will hum as they go about the day?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I get it. Okay, cool. Tell us a little bit about this song that we're going to hear in a few minutes here. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
Yeah, that's actually one of the, usually I write pretty fast. This song took longer than most of my songs. At that time, I wrote it a few years ago, and I was in this band for a short period of time where there were two of us singing, me and this girl I know who's a fantastic vocalist. And I originally planned it for her to sing. And it was, the idea was kind of, I was writing a lot of songs at that time about toxic relationships. And for some reason, I wasn't in one, but it was just like a theme that came up a lot. And this song, I just started, again, it started the same way. I had this idea and I was playing and trying out different words to fit that theme. And I remember it took a long time to come together. Usually it'll take me maybe a couple of sessions, and then the song is in rough shape, but it's pretty much there. But this one took a couple of weeks, I think, because I kept getting in trouble with when I tried to write a second verse, it didn't feel right, and I was very insecure about this song for a while. I didn't bring it to the band for a little bit because it took so long. It felt to me like maybe it's not good enough. But then it was the other members of the band. It was their favorite song of the ones that we did, and it ended up that I sang it with the band as well. But originally it wasn't planned for me to sing. It was a theme that I was writing a lot about at the time. That's how it sort of came about. And, it was just like a folky little thing. And it kept confusing the drummer because there were some strange, not strange beats, but strange counts in the song.
That sounds great. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk and take it from there, okay?
Sure.
All right, man. So here we go, everybody. Check this out.
Your love will kill me, this I know, but don't let that stop you tonight. If this is a nightmare, let me sleep on. If not, can you give me a light? Just pour me a kiss and it'll all be alright. If I let my heart rule my head, I'm gonna drown myself in you. If I don't go to bed, there's no telling what I'll do. So give me a light and a lullaby or two. Pour me a dream of you. Off my hat, but you'll never save me. I'm still a rat. And there ain't nothing you can say to make me change my way. Just pour me a bed and I'll sleep until it's day. If I let my heart rule my head, I'm gonna drown myself in you. If I don't go to bed, there's no telling what I'll do. So give me a light and a lullaby or two. Pour me a dream of give in just this once. And if I should die in your arms before dawn, carry on. Just pour me a grave next to you. If I let my heart rule my head, I'm gonna drown myself in you. If I don't go to bed, there's no telling what I'll do. So give me a light and a lullaby or two. Oh, if I let my heart through my head, I'm gonna drown myself in you. If I don't go to bed, there's no telling what I'll do. So give me a light and a lullaby or two. Oh, pour me a dream of you.
That's a cool song, man. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm glad you like it.
You're welcome. So before I ask you for your contact information, where people can get a hold of you, what do you think is the unique thing about music in Iceland and the scene there that we should all know? Because a lot of our listeners probably have no idea, just like me. Is there anything different up there? Is there anything that if we visit or want to do a gig up there that we should know?
Well, that's a great question. I think the scene here is great, partly because we have very well-educated musicians. There's a lot of music education for children here. So, everybody has been in a band at some point, I think. And for that reason, I think, we have so many great things. And no matter what kind of music you like, I mean, if you're into heavy metal, we have a fantastic metal scene and a fantastic hip hop scene and whatever it is. And the singer songwriter scene here is great. If you come here, looking for music, then, I recommend getting in touch with locals. The tourist information centers, if they even exist anymore, and the hotels, they probably don't have the info on the best places to go for live music. It can be a little bit hard to find sometimes because, again, the money's not in there anymore. So things happen a lot of things happen in like art galleries or specific concert venues, not in the bars. You know, if you go to the bars, you're more likely to find just someone. And I've done this as well to make a bit of money. Somebody standing around with an acoustic guitar playing old hits. But I think that's a big part of it. And we also have a lot of expats now, like world famous musicians living here. Like Damon Albarn is now officially Icelandic. You know him from Blur?
I don't know.
All right. Well, he lives here. There's a Damien Rice. I don't know if you know who he is, Irish musician. There's an American guy named John Grant. He moved here. So, we have like these, international artists living here now. I don't know, maybe that's, because there's some kind of draw here for artistic types. I don't know. But
I think there is, yeah. I think, honestly, it's on my bucket list. It's a cool place. I'd love to do a gig there, and I think you guys got a great vibe going.
Yeah. I agree. And there's, there are opportunities to do that. And, I can probably get you in touch with someone if you'd like. There is, I should say, a great festival that I've been a part of here. That's actually an international thing, but it was started originally in Australia and in Iceland at the same or around the same time. It's a festival called the Melodica Festival.
Okay.
Where artists from all over the world get together. It's a singer-songwriter festival, and it's all volunteer-based. There's no entrance fee. It's just donations, and nobody gets paid anything for it. But it's just a place for singer-songwriters to get together, perform, and network. And I've met some of my best friends in that festival, and have had some of the best musical moments of my entire life. In those things, and I've played it in Iceland, and I've played it in Nottingham, England, and in Nashville, and just a fantastic thing. So if you're in Iceland,
that sounds cool.
If you're coming to Iceland in August, it's usually in the past couple of years, obviously it hasn't been happening, but it's the Iceland, the Reykjavik Festival is in late August, so that's definitely something to take a look at.
Awesome. All right. Before we let you go, can you tell our fans where can they buy your stuff, stream it, contact you, check out, any of your information you want to share with us?
Yeah. So my music you can find in a couple of places. So I used to go by an artist name, which I've dropped, but some of my stuff on Spotify is still and other streaming platforms is still under that name. And that is One Bad Day. So if you look for One Bad Day under artists, you'll should find me there. And you can also go to my music website, which is onebadday.is. And there you can get some music and get on my mailing list and stuff like that. Otherwise, it's my name, Eivindur Karlsson, which again is tricky. But I'm assuming you'll have that in the show description so people can copy paste it or something.
Sure.
And Eivindur.is is also another way to reach me. And then if there are songwriters out there or musicians who want to improve on their songwriting, listening to this, I have a website where I teach songwriting to, you know, not the sort of ABCs of songwriting, but maybe for people who are confident in, or, you know at least the basic grasp of what songwriting is and what music theory is and stuff like that. And so this is a website called strongwriting.net.
Okay.
To make your songwriting stronger. So it's strongwriting.net. That's where you can find some of that stuff.
It's awesome, man. I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. One last thing, if I can just throw it out there, if anybody out there wants to improve on their songwriting, I have a challenge on my site where I challenge people to write 28 songs over 4 weeks. And there's a free ebook to take you through that challenge with some songwriting prompts and things. And because I believe that the number one way to become a better songwriter is to just write more songs and just do it consistently. So that's my, you can do that for free if you go onto my website.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, thank you so much for being on tonight.
Thank you so much. It's been great.
Okay. You're welcome. So thank you to everyone out there for listening and spending a little bit of time with us. I hope everyone's unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at the Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. And tonight, I'm going to leave you with one of my songs called No One's Perfect Until. Life can be tough. Living isn't for the weak. Check out this song. I love you guys. Have a great night. Living isn't for the weak. Too many friends of mine spent decades in free fall waiting for a sign. Clock ran away from me. Lessons learned left me burnt. Body grew heavy. Life got messy. I didn't just make mistakes. I made choices, created heartaches, ignored the noises. Never, never had my attention, though you deserved it way more than that. In me you saw no damn imperfection, just a rose without its stem. Every day I asked you why. The same reply. You said no one's perfect until you fall in love with them. No one is perfect until you fall in love with them. No one's perfect until you fall in love. You fall in love with them. It's so unsure where to go. Fell under fast wet, nowhere, down an empty road. Slept on both ends of the bed, only realized after the fall. The most important things in life aren't things at all. I didn't just make mistakes, I made choices, created heartaches, ignored the noises. Never, never had my attention, though you deserved it way more than that. In me you saw no damn imperfection, just a rose without its stem. Every day I asked you why, oh why, always got the same reply. You said no one's perfect until you fall in love with them. No one is perfect until you fall in love.
twice, but with you by my side, every day will forever be paradise. You've made this the greatest love story of all time.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.